Well, now to a story about a new language being developed in Australia. Well, a new tech language, at least. A group of Indigenous people in Central Australia were having trouble finding emojis that worked for them. So now they've created their own set. Indimoji have been made for and by Australia's Arunda people. But non-Indigenous Australians are taking to them too, as Oliver Gordon reports.
A Land Cruiser, an enamel mug, boomerangs and a kangaroo tail. These are just a few of the emojis that can now be sent from your phone thanks to Indigimoji.
We included local phenomena, local environmental phenomena and animals.
Arunda man Joel Little worked on the project and says it's about more than just sending better text.
The whole idea was to utilise species that are relevant to this landscape so that it promotes their learning and so that everyone knows the Aboriginal names or the Arunda names for them. And that way everyone stays connected to this culture and this landscape.
The idea came to him as he was writing a message about a year and a half ago.
I was driving along in my car, half writing a message, and I thought about how we use emojis, and I thought, well, why don't we have Arunda emojis? I always think about this stuff because in the digital realm we need to be utilising our languages, we need to be writing and reading in our languages so that they still stay relevant in today's age, and we should be writing text messages and writing essays for school and that in Arunda, and we should be utilising Arunda emojis because it keeps them relevant in today's day and age. And if we utilise them in the digital realm, then it means that they're used daily still.
After coming up with the idea, Joel set about assembling a team to turn the project into a reality. He spoke with elders, artists, designers and researchers and got to work. The 90 characters that made it into the final collection include hand signals, extinct animals, faces, Indigenous crowns and even a woman with a mouthful of chewing tobacco. Artist Emma Stubbs worked on this emoji and found it particularly challenging.
It's a wad of tobacco in your lip that has, it's a native tobacco, and it's high in alkalinity, so it kind of scars your lip and you end up having this persistent pout with a wad of tobacco in your mouth. And a lot of the older ladies walk around with it.
And how did you go about creating or turning that image into an emoji?
I was very specific about how I wanted it to look because I had a family member in mind who I always see with chewing tobacco in her mouth. And so having discussions with Caddy about, no, it needs to be more pouty, it needs to be a bit more pursed, back and forth about how the chewing tobacco, should it sit up on the upper lip or the bottom lip? And so I remember just making these funny faces with Caddy, and it's like this, and like that, and then rolling up things and thinking to myself, is it sitting like that? So yeah, it was very fun to create that emoji.
Caddy Brain, the person Emma was consulting with over her tobacco emoji, has been involved behind the scenes too. It was her job to work out how the team could get their creations into people's phones. In the process, she learnt a lot about the history of emojis and how hard it can be to get in the official set.
So emojis were first actually developed in Japan in 1999. The first set kind of came out, and it was a way of trying to make a cold digital infrastructure feel more emotive. And since then, the emoji set are controlled by an organisation called the Unicode Consortium, who decide which emojis can be in the official set and which can't. They have a committee that makes that decision that is essentially made up of people from really large tech companies. So like so much of the internet, you know, that decision-making lies with a bunch of white dudes in California.
Submitting new emojis to this body can take a lot of resources and many years.
And that was just too long for us, really. We wanted to see that happen much sooner and also just take control, I suppose, of that process. And so decided to make a sticker set instead, which operates a little bit differently to the official emoji set, but you can still be shared and texted and used in social media platforms.
The app has done better than anyone in the team expected. It's had over 30,000 downloads, and already the team behind it are working out how they can do projects with people from different language groups. Artist Emma Stubbs is pleased with its popularity, but even more pleased, the project is achieving what it set out to do.
It's encouraged a lot of people to start using the Arunda language because it's so easy to jump on this app and be proud of it and share it. So it's been, I guess, an amazing thing to see.
How fabulous. That's artist Emma Stubbs, Oliver Gordon reporting, with additional reporting from Janetta Quinn Bates.